Legislative leaders in both chambers for both political parties are officially set now. In the House Wednesday morning, Greg Stumba was again sworn in as House Speaker. From the House floor, the GOP minority also announced its leadership.
The gentleman from Russell, 83.
Speaking for his party was Republican Caucus Chair Bob DeWeese of Louisville. The GOP picked up 10 seats in the November elections, narrowing the Democratic majority. Given a few more elections, DeWeese believes his party will take control of the House. Do you think a Republican House is coming someday?
I think so, yes.
When?
Well, a couple of more times, maybe 14, 18. I think the state is trending in that direction.
House Minority Leader Jeff Hoover says Republican gains in his chamber were the biggest in nearly a century. Hoover and Democratic Speaker Stumbo have talked about working together, but Hoover realizes both party leaders must satisfy their members and try to ensure their backing when negotiating sticky issues.
So, yeah, that's always there, particularly from rank-and-file members who see us encroaching on the majority, if you will. But I think, you know, we've tried to exhibit in the past a bipartisan approach in working on other matters and other issues.
In the Senate, the dynamics have changed significantly, but it's not related so much to numbers. The Republican majority did pick up another seat, reducing the Democratic minority to just 14 members. Much of the change is due to new leadership. Clay County Senator Robert Stivers, who previously served as majority floor leader, is now Senate president. Changes are already obvious. Unlike past sessions, minority leaders can now pick the Democrats who will serve on specific Senate committees. Senate Minority Floor Leader R.J. Palmer suspects it'll promote collaboration between the parties.
You know, it's human nature that you don't request something that you're not as interested in. When you have the ability to place members on committees that they have an interest in and an expertise in, they're going to be more involved, which I think leads to a better product.
Palmer also says it's up to all 38 senators to ensure problems are tackled in the best manner possible. In the big scheme, Senate Minority Caucus Chair Johnny Ray Turner says losing another seat to the Republican majority isn't critical.
We'd like to have it 18, 19, 20, 21, but, you know, the fact of the matter is it's 14, and, you know, we're going to deal with that. We'll work as closely as we can with them, with the majority party, and do the best we can.
Turner appreciates the bipartisan attitude now on display in the Senate, and he believes they'll enjoy open dialogue. And Senate Democratic Whip Jerry Rhodes thinks major issues like pension reform can bring the two parties closer together.
But I think that we're going to have the courage to do it. But if either party perceives that the other is trying to do something for political gain or political advantage, then the process breaks down. I don't sense that here.
Sometimes simple acts can bring people together. Today in the state Senate, Republicans and Democrats shared lunch, something that's not happened in a while. The meal was noticed on the other side of the state capitol, where brand-new House GOP leader John Bam Carney said it was a good sign.
Just doing those small things together, just show people that, you know, we are going to try to move forward and put some past issues behind us. Now, obviously, we're not going to agree philosophically on the issues. That's why we have a two-party system.
Former Kentucky governor and current state senator Julian Carroll took to the floor to comment on the luncheon. Carroll praised both the Senate president and majority leader for what he called their genuine comments about working together. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.